And we welcome you back to Chat with a Cat. It's right here on KPAY Sports 1290, where we talk with instrumental figures in the Chico State Athletic Department, players, coaches, fans, players from yesteryear, and we're speaking with a current participant in the athletic endeavor at Chico State. It is men's track and field coach Oliver Hanf. Distinguished career not only as a track and field athlete, but as a coach on both the women's side and now the men's side, and he is leading the renowned Chico State men's program. Oliver, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here, and thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of a bit of baca, so it's a pleasure to be talking with you this morning.
The bit of baca, yes, of yesteryear. We'll be getting on that horse again soon. Oliver, it's when we, as we talk right now, we're basically looking at 2 years since when you are able to resume competition, which will be in 2022, from when your track and field athletes are going to be able to compete. This is not an ordinary situation from an athletic perspective. We all know the health and safety of everyone is of utmost importance, takes the vital position. But for track and field athletes, this has to be absolutely frustrating, considering your season was cut short last year. You missed all of 2021, and now you're having to look forward to 2022.
Such a rough time for all of us, and this pandemic has spared no one. But for ourselves, it has been a struggle, and one we've talked about. And, you know, one of our mottos is to not be ordinary, so this is not ordinary, as you stated. And that in and of itself is okay, because we don't want to be ordinary. You know, we want to be extraordinary, and so to get through this time, that's part of the mindset.
How does a student athlete stay prepared? I mean, first of all, I want to ask you, what was the reaction when 2021 was wiped away? I can guess what it is, but I want to hear from you about that. And what do you tell those student athletes who, one, are preparing to return and want to compete for Chico State and compete at such a high level? And how do you keep them? How do you hold that carrot out for them?
Right. Well, the reaction was similar to the 2020 announcement in that you saw it coming. Maybe not so much this year. Last time it was nationwide, so it was really we're all in this together across the country, whereas this time around, you know, we aren't the only ones that aren't competing, as they have been resuming competitions kind of on the other side of the country. But California-wise, you know, you can read the writing on the wall, and it wasn't a huge surprise, but it definitely was a punch in the gut, and it took away a sense of hope for the immediate future. But we, you know, pivoting is the word. You got to pivot, and you have to react in a way that's going to be positive to your future, and we talk about this stuff a lot, you know, and we try to practice it. I try to practice it for sure so I could lead by example. And, you know, last year when we lost the championship, we kind of reset the focus to May 21, you know, and you just shift it. And so now it's May 22, you know, and we have a motto that we've been using for over a decade, and that's 2 weekends in May. You know, it used to be 1 week. We train 1 weekend in May for the conference championship, but we kind of evolved into including the national championship as a team goal as opposed to an individual goal. So 2 weekends in May is something that we say a lot in our training, whether it's in September or November or February. It's 2 weekends in May. And that motto kind of has left us now for a couple of years, and it's kind of shifted to rising to the challenge and deliver a transformative experience for our current students as we look ahead to the future. And so it's a process. It's conversations that we're having and helping each other through, but it's certainly a struggle, like it is for most of us, in whatever profession we're in.
What are the challenges that you face in terms of recruiting? Because, and especially with schools that you're competing against at such a high level. I mean, you get the best of the best because you're competing for national championships and you're competing at the highest levels. And now there may be schools around the country in their regions where they're actually participating. They're having a season. You're not. Is this making, in a weird kind of way, is it harder to recruit when you're shut down like this? Or is it easier since a lot of these other schools are focusing on their seasons and you're focusing on 2022 with laser focus?
Definitely harder, because the biggest plus to recruiting to Chico is to have them on campus. So it's always a big challenge to get them here. But once they're here, we're more than halfway there. It's Chico does sell itself, not just the town and the campus, but the people and the interactions when we're walking through campus with a recruit is a huge selling point. When we run into various folks on campus, from administration to staff to law enforcement, it's it really does sell. And so, you know, we're not getting people on campus, so that's tough. You know, the folks that we are recruiting for next year, though, we're assuring them that we will be back, and I mean that. And so while others might be doing something this year, what they're doing is also a compromised situation. So while they might have some opportunities to get some competitions in, it's not the way what we're used to either. And we're going to get back to that, including us, Chico State and the CCAA. So really, those that we're recruiting for next year, you know, I'm saying with confidence that we will compete next year and we will be back. And our goal isn't to just kind of make it back, but it's to compete for championships.
Oliver has been at the with Chico State for almost 30 years, nearly three decades, in his ninth season as head coach of the Chico State men's track and field team, was also the head coach of the women's track and field team for 16 years. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with our track and field coach at Chico State, Oliver Hanf, as Chat with a Cat continues right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Back with Chat with a Cat, presented by Carl's Jr. It's right here on KPAY Sports 1290. We're thrilled to have joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Every Thursday afternoon, we talk with an influential Chico State athlete, coach, player from the past, right here on Chat with a Cat. Today, Oliver Hanf, nearly three decades at the helm of a Chico State track and field program, either the women's side or the men's side. Accolades coming your way for so many years as the women's coach. And I want to ask you about your time as the women's head coach and the great pride you took in the program in really building it up to what it is today and kind of watching on the other side now as you coach the men.
Well, it's all been a phenomenal experience, and coaching the ladies for as long as I did continues to be rewarding, as I've maintained lifetime connections with so many of these outstanding young ladies who are now out in the world and doing excellent things out there and staying in contact. And, you know, to be partnered with Coach Freitas during that period of time, he was my mentor. I ran track for him when he was the head coach, men and women, and he fought really hard to bring in another position so that there would be a head women's coach along with a head men's coach, which isn't always the case in every program around the country. And so he was instrumental in getting that position created, and I was the one that was hired, and so that was an honor to take that position and run with it with him. And then when he retired, I didn't really automatically think I was going to switch over. In fact, I felt like I would not. But after a lot of soul searching to just kind of consider who might step into Coach Freitas' role, it suddenly hit me that it was the man looking in the mirror back at me, and suddenly I embraced that that mindset of taking over Freitas' post, and then we would bring in someone else to partner with me, and that's been Robert Nooney, someone that I coached. He was a decathlete here at Chico State and a leader in the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and you know, now we've been partners. It's starting year 9, which is hard to believe, and so the rewarding part about it is that we get to work with both teams, so it's more or less one program. You know, when you step out to our track in the afternoons when we're active, you will see both men's and women's teams training together, and the head coaches are training both genders. We train by event, not by gender, and mm-hmm. we share assistant coaches. So our we share a staff. We travel together. So the change hasn't been all that much. It really lies within the recruiting process, in the individual meetings, and the welfare of the roster and the discipline piece and all that fun stuff. But it's been a smooth transition from one to the next because we've kind of maintained the past as well.
Yeah, and you know, during your time, just looking here, 39 All-Americans, 4 national champions, 61 CCAA champions. And you earned 2 Women's West Region Coach of the Year awards, named CCAA Coach of the Year 5 times, first honor coming in 2004, and you won 4 straight from 2010 to 2013. I mean, and it's interesting you mentioned that you train together, and the coaches are kind of, there's a symmetry between both the men's and women's programs because of the fact, I would imagine, events are the same in so many respects, and so the disciplines are the same. So even though you're not technically the women's head coach, you still kind of can bounce some stuff off of the men's athletes. They may have questions. They may know what your specific disciplines and expertise might be, and you can help them in those areas.
Absolutely, and that's something that I've always embraced. And for all those years when I was the women's coach, I connected with those guys on another level in that I'm a men's track alumni, you know, so, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of my teammates from back then, they still like to connect with the team, and they do that from afar, but I'm there, you know, and I had a role as head women's coach, but take pride in working with both teams, and, you know, Freitas the same, Nooney the same, and all of our assistants. We share that mindset, and in our discussions, in our staff meetings, we're talking about both programs, and when we're getting ready for a championship, we're talking about both rosters, and the input is, it crosses over, and so it is a family thing. Papa Fred always said, we're a family, Ali, you know, and we've kind of taken that word family and embraced Ohana, which is the Hawaiian word for a family. But beyond just name and blood, it's a shared mission and shared common goals. And so a lot of our alumni, including myself, have that word Ohana tattooed on our bodies.
Well, that's the full commitment. I was going to get to that, but you know, when you're gonna buy in and you're gonna compete at such a high level, why not? Why not do that?
Absolutely, you know, and it really hit me kind of when we were at the national championships 2019 in Sacramento. Gary Towns' cross country team is kind of local, you know, and so we had so many alumni out there. And my brother-in-law Mike Rinstead kind of elbowed me as I was kind of watching. And something I'm used to is seeing our fans getting painted up and stuff. And so while I love to see it always, you know, I'm so used to it, but he's like taking it all in, and he's like, hey, look, mm-hmm. look what you guys have created as Katrina Rodriguez is painting on Aaliyah Gray's body, Ohana, you know, and it is a look, there it is, you know, and sometimes there are these moments where it strikes you that this is big and it's ongoing.
What's interesting about Chico State, and I have not been to as many as I would have liked to have been at, but the following that Chico State track and field has, cross country has, is, I would imagine, unparalleled in Division II. I mean, are there other schools that have the following? And it's not just when you go down to Sacramento. You can go to another state, another region in the country, and alums will show up. They'll come from 4 or 5 states away to show up and cheer on their brethren. I mean, that is something that has been it's been passed down. When you talk about Wildcat family and the absolute sisterhood and brotherhood of the program, it seems unparalleled at least at the Division II level.
It's real, and I experienced it as a student athlete, so it's something that I've always felt like wherever I go to coach, that's something I would like to do. And you know, I was at Butte College just for a few years, and Paradise High before that, just a few years. But I tried to get that going there, and it includes engaging parents of the athletes, you know, and opening up your circle. And when a meet is over, and you win a championship or you don't win it, just the postseason discussion at the end, you bring the parents in and family in, and include them in it. And so it's really open that way, and it's something that Gary has done so well with cross country, and it's something we try to do. We talk about that with recruits, and as they're on campus with their parents, we look them in the eye and say, we want you to be a part of this, and we're talking to the parents, you know. So you'll see when we go to track meets, there's a giant Cardinal and White presence there, and it's not just the athletes and coaches, it's the families as well.
Talk to me about the what Coach Freitas has meant to you and what he's meant to the entire Chico State athletic program.
I miss Kirk so much. You know, it's been like we stated, it's the ninth year now that he hasn't been in the office, and he's really built the foundation to our culture. And even though he's not in the program physically anymore, his presence is felt, whether people know it or not. I know it, you know, because of so much of that foundation that he has laid out there. It's present, and it's awesome to think about, and I share that with his son Kirky and his daughters when I talk to them, and it's very much a part of things that we do. We're building off that stuff, you know. We're not just trying to stay, you know, at a certain level. We're trying to build upon a tradition of success, but that's something that we're mindful always, is our respecting our past as we build our future.
You're listening to Chat with a Cat. It's right here on KPAY Sports 1290. It is brought to you by Carl's Jr. We are going to wrap up our interview with Oliver after this quick break, but we are going to talk to him about his tremendous career as a decathlete. So no wonder that Oliver, a decathlete, so what has been one of the standout sports at Chico State, and standout events, I should say, well, it has been the decathlon. And if someone can nail down what makes a great decathlete, we're talking with him right here in head coach Oliver Hanf. We take a quick break, and we continue our conversation right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has 2 juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with 3 juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big meaty meal, a really big charbroiled beefy meal, a really big beefy melted cheesy juicy tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants slash participation maker.
This is Chat with a Cat. It's right here on KPAY Sports 1290. Thrilled you've joined us here on this Thursday. Joining us is Chico State men's track and field coach Oliver Hanf, who was a standout, nationally ranked decathlete for Chico State in 1991 and 1992. And, of course, you've got some decathletes who have done some amazing work here at Chico State. First of all, let's talk about when you were competing in the old NCAC high jumper and participating in the decathlon. Talk about those days.
Those days really have never gone away in my coaching philosophy. The brotherhood that I developed with those 10 decathletes at a time, there was only one heptathlete at the time. Sherry was her name. And one thing that I've wanted to do since that time is try to make it so it's the multi-event crew, so it's not just a bunch of decathletes and just one heptathlete. And we've had tremendous heptathletes as well. But being a part of the decathlon group, we had one of the guys, Dave Burton, who won a national title back in 1993. So that excellence was happening back then and even before us. And we're all still connected with decathletes from our past in the 70s and the 80s into when I competed into the 90s. And so we call ourselves the X-Men because X is the Roman numeral 10. So we take a lot of pride in that brotherhood and the sisterhood of bringing the heps into that world as well. And just like I talked about the Ohana tattoo, many of us decathletes have the X tattooed on our body. So I've got two tattoos.
There you go.
An Ohana tattoo and an X tattoo.
Fantastic. You know, you're being a little bit modest because as a high jumper at Chico State, you cleared 6'9" during your senior year. That was a mark that was among Chico State's top 10 heights in the event for 20 years. So that you were in the record books with that jump. And also, I mean, when you look at what you've been able to do with the men's track and field program, 7 CCAA conference championships, occupying a spot in the top 25 of the year-end U.S. track and field and cross country Coaches Association ranking in 6 of the last 8 years, and your 2014 and 2017 teams, recipients of the Webb Cup. That recognizes Chico State as the number one collegiate decathlon program in the nation. That's regardless of division, which means you have a complete team. And I just think that's an amazing accolade when you consider so many of the decathlon athletes around the country and Chico State recognized in those 2 years. You must take great pride in that.
I honestly don't shy away from bragging about that because it is such a team effort, and to have a decathlete perform at any level requires a coaching staff. So while I'm coordinating that and recruiting for that, the staff that we have is instrumental. Our hurdles coach Steve and now Veronica, Freitas and Nooney, John Brunk, Brian Beeman, Beth Burton, Tim Fula, the list goes on, Katrina Rodriguez, the coaches. That is one of the reasons why we've had success with the decathlon program. And then just building off the success of J.J. Noble's national title in 2001, recruiting to get more in. And then when we won the Webb Cup in 2014 with J.P. Smith winning his third straight national title in the decathlon, and Teddy Elsenbaumer finished second in the nation, and John Brunk was sixth. We scored 21 points at nationals just in one event, the decathlon. And when we found out that we won this Webb Cup, I hadn't even heard about it. And this is including, University of Oregon and Arkansas, the Georgia Bulldogs, and we beat them all, and we obviously took tremendous pride in that, even though nobody else knew what it was. But we had such a great recruiting class that year coming off of 2014, largely based on the success we've had with that Webb Cup team. Their goal, they wanted to win a Webb Cup, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime thing to win this thing, and not that we got lucky, but just that the stars aligned. But it was awesome that the Phil Baileys and Jason Dunn's, Aaron Martin, we called them the law firm, Martin, Bailey, and Dunn.
That's great.
They wanted to, and I give Rory credit for that one. He said, sounds like a law firm. And And so we ran with that one. But for them to say, we want to win a Webb Cup, you know, it includes more than three guys. It's eight guys that contributes to it. So it's whatever anyone's point total is, you add it to the running total. So it requires not just one or two or three guys. And then we did it. We pulled it off in 2017, got the cup. You get to keep it for a year, so they ship it to you. It's a beautiful crystal cup that sits on my desk, and you know, we get to look at and enjoy for a year, and then you have to mail it back. So we no longer have that one, but we had it for 2 years, 2014 and 2017.
It's like awesome. It's like the Stanley Cup. That's awesome.
Yeah, you got to give it back.
You got to give it back, but when you get it, you're like, okay, like, come on, everybody. We're going to take pictures with it.
That's right. Lots of pictures.
Lots of pictures. Well, I imagine, and when you were just reminiscing about 2014 and J. Patrick Smith and his three-peat and the entire team, as a coach, you're watching these guys practice, and I know from other sports that there is a competition within the competition. We're teammates, but boy, I'm going to take my competition and I'm going to press you, and I need you to press me so I can bring the best out of myself. Now, I know a lot of track and field athletes are self-motivators because in a lot of respects, you're on your own when you're doing some training, but it certainly helps when you have someone pushing you and pressing you and helping you reach the new heights. And I would imagine when you have a team of competitive people that are really talented, that has to be a joy for a coach, because you just basically are saying, all right, here's what you need to do, here's how you need to do it, and you leave the drive to them.
There's no question about it, and coming from someone with personal experience as an athlete, transferring from Diablo Valley College, I'm a proud Viking, I was the only decathlete there. I know what that experience is like, and you kind of bounce around from event to event with different teammates who are the specialists at those events, whether it's the discus or the pole vault or the hurdles. You're kind of the stepchild of it, and hey, guys, it's me, you know, to transferring to Chico where I've got all these other guys, and each event, and you train together with the decathletes, and in each event you have someone else who might be the expert or the most accomplished, and it varies. Not everyone can be the top at all 10 events. Knowing what that feels like is something that motivates me to recruit in numbers, to have that strength in numbers. And there's no question about it that they sharpen each other's knives on and off the track. And these guys, they maintain friendships through life. I know that I'm still buddies with my teammates from 1992 and 91 and the JPs and Brunks and Elsenbombers still go on vacations together regularly, but they strengthen each other off the field as well as they talk about goals and hold each other accountable. It's pretty awesome.
You know, we're wrapping things up, and I want to ask you really quick about your you recently made a presentation to the Catskills program. What was the presentation about, and what words of wisdom did you leave for them?
Ooh, the Catskills is awesome. Shannon's doing such a killer job with that. And Nadia, our intern, is just doing wonderful things to support our student athletes. My focus was, it was right before finals in the fall, and kind of wanted to, where things get a little stressful when your semester comes to an end, you've been preparing for it for so long, and now it's that moment. And I kind of likened it to a track season where, you know, we don't have a win-loss record. It all boils down to those 2 weekends in May. So when it comes time for that conference championship and the national championship, this is the one time that that you have a win-loss record and that we count points, that there's a score, you know. So I developed a mindset, I've instilled it with our athletes, and it's called the ABCs of confidence, and it's always breathe confidence. So just that ABC, remembering the ABCs, and it also can stand for act big, breathe big, commit big, with a posture, breathing big, you know, acting big, owning it, committing to it. And I kind of brought it into a preparation for finals. Academic finals, because it translates to anything, whether you're giving a presentation, going on a date, whatever can give you nerves or anxiety or pressure. It's, you know, dealing with that pressure. We have a saying, no pressure, no diamonds. That was J.P. Smith's thing that I've taken on.
Love
no
it.
Pressure, no diamonds. You know, we're going to try to create something meaningful, but that's usually requires a little bit of pressure, and it's managing it and breathing through it and thriving through it, not just coping with it, and kind of viewing stress as a stimulant, you know, aiming for confidence. That's the ABCs.
Yeah, well, it's funny. It reminds me of an old Lindsay Meg saying, if you aren't applying pressure, you're feeling pressure.
Yeah.
So that was one of my favorites, and all of those sound so good. I wish I had those when I was when I was out in center field.
It's helpful. It's helpful. But you know, we all deal with it. Whatever line of work we're in, this type of stuff is helpful. And you need reminders, because even the most confident batter in Major League Baseball will go through a slump, you know, and you have to kind of reestablish confidence, right?
Yeah, and for track and field athletes, you're going to come to the track for practice each day, and mm-hmm. there are going to be some days where, you know, life is throwing you a curveball, whether it's classes, whether it's family life or personal life, and you're not going to always be your best every day, but you got to kind of push through that, focus in, and really make sure that you're present in the moment when you're competing at that level, because you don't want to let yourself down, don't want to let your teammates down. While there is an understanding, but you do need to bring it.
I like that. Let's get you on our staff and
let's do it.
Build this thing even more.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, our radio guy is telling us we need to bring it, so let's bring it. Oliver, it has been absolutely a thrill. It has been a pleasure. I love breaking it down and really get inside your program, the great success that you've had. And I know that this is not the greatest time that anyone is experiencing, but at least we had this little moment where we can kind of commiserate with one another today and look forward to the 2022 season. And best of luck to you and your athletes. I know this is not the easiest of times, but no doubt with the lineage of greatness in the track and field program, they'll emerge victorious.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much, and for sharing this time together. I think it was helpful for me, for sure. And you know, looking ahead to better times, I'm confident. I'm acting big, breathing big, committing big to a future that's around the corner.
All right, Oliver. That's Oliver Hanf. He has been with the Chico State Track and Field program for nearly three decades, 16 years as the women's track and field head coach, and the current men's head coach as they go through these rough times, the pandemic. We've been talking with a lot of coaches lately, and Oliver, one of them. You just kind of, you know, you buckle up, you deal with it, and his athletes have been dealing with it. We thank him for joining us right here on Chat with a Cat on KPAY Sports 1290.